Welcome to Family Guidons, the podcast created by military spouses for military families.
We're the ones holding down the home front during deployments, state activations, and everything in between.
Here we have an honest conversation about the realities of military life, the highs, the hard moments, and the strength it takes to keep moving forward.
Whether you're new to the military community or a seasoned spouse who's seen it all,
Family Guidons is your place for connection, support, and real conversations.
Because no one understands life like the ones who've been living it beside them.
This is Family Guidons. Fall in. Welcome back to Family Guidons. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Matheny. I am a military spouse of 14 years, a mom to three little girls, a small business owner, and a huge supporter of our military community.
I'm Kathy Bridgers, military mom of 8 years and a military wife of 28 years. I have two adult children. One is Austin and one is Bailey.
Hi, and I'm Charlotte Stillwell. I am a military spouse of 31 years, a military mom to a son who is serving on active duty, and I'm also a Gold Star child. So, and I'd like to introduce you today to Madeline Bullwinkle. Madeline joins us from the South Carolina National Guard Child and Youth Program. She's going to talk to us in a few minutes about programs that are available to families of children, youth in South Carolina, and some of the resources available to them.
Yeah, so springtime is when parents need to start thinking about those summer plans, right? It feels incredibly early, but all of the camps and the, the daytime things start to fill up pretty quickly. So, we want this episode today to just help parents figure out what is available to them to do with their kids during the summer.
Summer is different for military kids and for Guard kids because of deployments, because of drill weekends. It's the time when families are moving, and you have some that aren't close to the installations, so you have to make special plans for them.
Yeah, I do think there's an extra layer of added planning when you throw in the military service. It seems like, at least in my experience, that most times annual training happens in the summer at some point. So that's 2 weeks or more that a service member is kind of out of commission. And depending on what that other parent does and how flexible their schedule is, it can be a real challenge for figuring out how to get your kids taken care of. And it's exciting for the kids. They're excited about summertime and having the time off and doing all this fun stuff. But you know, as a parent, that you still have the daily boxes to check. You've got to work and you've got to do all the other stuff. So,
and I think that these programs also fill a need. A lot of families, and it's been our case, once the service member does their 2 weeks of annual training that usually happens in the summer, a lot of times, there's not a work schedule that's going to allow for the military member to then say, oh yeah, and by the way, I'm going to the beach for a week. Mm. And so sometimes those vacations just aren't realistic. And the services of the National Guard can certainly be helpful to people who need a little mini vacation, so to speak, through the way of a camp.
It helps provide structure too. I think part of the hard thing in the summertime, especially if your spouse is gone, is not having that structure and having so much extra time that needs to be filled, and when it's all on you, it's harder. So programs like this can take the weight off of the parent that's doing it alone at home.
Okay, so we've talked all around Madeline. Why don't we let Madeline have a say in the conversation? Can you tell us a little bit about your program?
Yeah, so the Child and Youth Program, we offer all different types of events throughout the year and throughout the state that's free for all of our National Guard members. So we're going to focus on a little bit of the older group, specifically whenever it comes to summertime. We're going to focus on 7 to 17 typically. Each year looks a little bit different. It just depends on what we have going on. But it is free for all of our National Guard members for them to sign up for any of our events that we have going on. And like I said, it's throughout the state and throughout the year.
Do those service members, National Guard members, have to be deployed?
No, it's anybody. And actually, it kind of gets a little bit complicated because it's not just direct dependents. So direct dependents are going to get priority, but then we do open it up to retirees. We open it up to Air Guard. And then after that, it kind of gets really broad. We've had nieces, nephews, cousins. We've had grandkids. We've had everybody that you can possibly think of. But like I said, we kind of go through a direct dependent gets priority, and then we kind of taper down depending on how many spots we have and our availability for that event.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So what are your typical offerings during the summer? What kind of things do you have going on?
So our main event to kick off summer would be our teen leadership retreat. So we'll have 14 to 17-year-olds, and they will come to Camp Hannon, and we will spend, I think, 4 days typically. And they'll do all types of teen activities specifically. So they'll climb up a 30-foot freestanding pole and jump off of it. Go actual rock climbing on an actual rock wall. We'll do hiking. We'll do a truss ladder where it's two of them and it's a swinging ladder and they have to get to the top. And so they have to figure out how to be resilient in that moment and work with their partner and ask for help. It's really cool to see them go through those different processes at Camp Hannon. And then after that, out of the 35 that get to come to that camp, typically, we will have a select few who become our junior counselors, and they'll be on our teen panel. And those junior counselors come to our big camp, which will have 100 kids and usually 30 to 40 adults. And there'll be a week long of all different types of things, skeet shooting, rifle shooting, paintball, swimming, drill and ceremony. They do it all at our big camp.
Is that Camp Bob Cooper?
Yes.
So my daughter went for the first time last summer. Mm. She was 10, and so that was her first time that she was able to go. And she was, I will be honest, she was so nervous leading into it, and I kind of didn't give her an option. Like, we talked about it early on that this was happening and asked her if she thought it would be interesting, and she said yes, and I kind of just took that first yes and ran with it. And so when the sign-ups came out, I signed her up, and then I told her, you know, as we were leading up, I'm like, well, this is on the calendar. You know, we just went with it. And she, you know, had some reservations about it, but she had an amazing week. And she tried all the things. She ended up knowing a couple of girls that were there that she didn't know were going to be there. And one of them was actually not a teammate, but she plays in the same soccer club as my daughter. And, like, she had no idea that this girl's, you know, dad was in the National Guard, because they never talk about it at soccer practice. But they, you know, were able to kind of form that connection. And I mean, she did the swimming and the skeet shooting and the archery and all the stuff. And she just loved it and was immediately like, okay, when do I get to go back again? Yeah. So it is a really amazing program for anybody that has not tried it and is thinking about it or has seen it but wasn't sure what it was about. I think the week went really fast for her and for me. It was the first time she's ever been away from home, like not with, you know, a family member or something. So it was a new experience for everybody, but yeah. It was kind of nice.
I think I want to go.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't have it for adults, do they?
We always need volunteers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
My son also went to Camp Bob Cooper, and he loved it. And I really do think, because of his experiences there and his connection to the other kids with military family members, I think that helped lead him to joining the military. He saw it as something that was honorable, that was just so rewarding, even on that level. So I think the world of Bob Cooper, the camp that you guys put on.
Yeah, we hear that a lot, that, you know, the youth camp has changed so many lives. I've only been in my position for 3 years, but this is the 32nd year of the program.
Wow.
So I've just seen a glimpse of the magic that it can have. But a lot of people who go to the camp do end up joining the military. And I think that they have like a little special advantage, in my through my lens, because they get to be in these leadership roles starting at the age of 14. So they're guiding other young kids through the camp process if they're a part of that junior counselor program. So they get really special opportunities.
What about any, are there any like just single day or like part day experiences that y'all do during the summer?
Yeah. So, well, it starts in April. April is the month of the military child.
Right.
So we're going to do something every single weekend in April. So okay. It usually starts with a youth hunt, and that'll be in Edenton, North Carolina with Outdoors at Last. And then from there, we have different events in each area of the state. So Spartanburg will be Little Heroes Salute, which James Harris, he's the lead of the program, and he'll put that on. And it's a lot of fun. They'll have a helicopter fly in, they'll have the bouncy castles and a car show and all the different fun. It's kind of carnival-type experience, and that's open to anybody who wants to go to it. And then our low state event has changed a couple different times. We're discussing different ideas, but Charleston, be on the lookout for something coming y'all's way. And then Columbia, this would be our second year doing it. It's Soldier for a Day. It was a huge event last year. I think we had 150 kids and 40 volunteers. And they came out to McCready, and we did it all. Drilling ceremony. They looked at different vehicles and climbed in them. And then the older ones got to go to the Sim Center and shoot the laser gun type things. The younger ones had to qualify on Nerf guns. That was so funny.
I bet.
A little bit of DNC, some physical activity challenges and things of that nature. And it was a huge success. So hopefully we get to keep bringing that back year after year.
Very cool.
I have to say, this past weekend, I did go to the Sim Center out at McCready and shot the M60s or one of those big guns and had a ball. So I can imagine teens loving it.
Oh, yeah. The 12-year-olds, they were like shooting at zombies, and they had a blast.
Wow.
Very cool. What about any connections to any bigger, like, national programs? Do y'all work with any other organizations to try to give opportunities to military kids here?
Yeah, there's so many. Military Child Education Coalition is a big one that we like to work with. Boys and Girls Club of America, we're partnered up with them for different things. There's a whole slew of opportunities that are available for National Guard kids, and it's all on our Army National Guard Child and Youth Services website. So that's ARNGCYS.com, and it says resources for families, and there's a whole lot of other things that they can sign up for. Our military kids, Operation Homefront, there's additional camps that families are available to go to, and it's all listed on that website.
And is it just for Army National Guard kids? I know you said they take them first.
Mm-hmm.
So are all of them open to Air National Guard as well?
Most of them. Okay. I will say most of them. It totally depends on what organization you start to look at and want to get involved with. But okay. Like I said, most of the things on that website are tailored towards Army National Guard, but a lot of it applies to Air National Guard as well.
Okay. What I know we talked about April being Month of the Military Child. What in April is important for signing up for some of these programs. Are there some looming deadlines?
At this time, there's nothing that's been pushed out for it yet, but there will be. Okay. So we put everything up on Facebook and Instagram, on our website. That's South Carolina Child and Youth Program. And on those sites, that's where we'll post the flyers for all of the events, for all of the things that I just spoke about during April and for camps and for throughout the year.
So kind of the do now call to action would be just to start looking at those websites and waiting for that information to come up, right, so that they don't miss any deadlines that do come in the future. Because, like I said, it's, you know, springtime, but summer will be here before we know it.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead and follow South Carolina Child and Youth Program on Facebook and Instagram. And whenever you see the flyer, don't wait to sign up for it, because like I said, we're going to give priority and then we start to dwindle down. And if your name's not at the top of the list, We have to make decisions and we have to make them quick so people can plan out their summer.
Sure.
What about cost associated with these programs?
Everything is free.
Everything is free. There
you go. Wow. You just have to sign up. And, that's why we ask that, if you do sign up for camp and then you aren't able to come, let us know. Because we have invested in every single child that gets to come to these events. So we ask that if you can't come or you've changed your mind, whatever the case may be, please let us know as soon as we can. So that way we can make sure another family gets the opportunity to come.
So for other activities that families might be looking at for the summer that aren't necessarily put on by your office, mm-hmm. That would have a cost associated, like if they're just doing a local camp at the zoo or, some kind of sports camp, do you know of programs available to military families to help offset some of those costs?
Yes, for sure. If they're deployed, our military kids will give a $300 grant to each child in the family so that they can, it goes towards extracurricular activities. So dance lessons or a uniform or costumes or band equipment, whatever the case is, it's $300 per kid for those who are deployed. So that's a big one.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely need to check that out.
That's yeah.
Times three. That will make a nice little dent in some activities.
Yes.
Now, was that deployed air or
yes.
Army? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's both.
Good to know.
Yeah. So our military kids is a big one. United Heroes League is a $500 grant per family, but it has to go towards sports. And there's some stipulations around it, so you'd have to look on their website to figure it out. But United Heroes League is a big one. And there's also some scholarships that are just for National Guard children as well. So the foundation, the South Carolina National Guard Foundation, gives out quite a few scholarships, and it's open right now. So if people need to get those essays written in. This is the essay time right now. And then the Fisher House is also a big one that gives $2,000 scholarships to military children.
I will add a little plug on that one because I'm involved with the National Guard Association Spouses Auxiliary mm-hmm. for South Carolina, and we also provide scholarships for military dependents. So that can be as long as they are a dependent of you and you are a member of the auxiliary. So that could be retirees or, active or whatever the case may be. But you can also apply for scholarships for schooling through the spouse's auxiliary.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool, unique opportunities out there for military kids.
That's scholarships.
Fantastic. I wish I'd known about some.
Me too. I'm thinking the same thing. So for families that can't travel, are there any local activities or groups that the kids can get into?
Yeah. So Boys and Girls Club, like I said, we're partnered with them. So definitely reach out to them and see what they have available for military kids. Also, most of the YMCAs do offer a military discounted rate. So reach out to them and see what they have going on in your local county. And then as far as like your spouses or your soldiers units, they're going to have probably a Facebook page, I would assume most of them do, and also your soldier family readiness specialist, your SFRS, they will be posting all of the things that are local within your unit as far as family days and things of that nature. They will have all of that information for you.
Nice.
Very cool. And what about virtual options? It's the age of the internet. So are there virtual programs that you know of for military kids?
Specifically for this summer, no. But for throughout the year, tutor.com is completely free for military kids. So all you have to do is sign up and then they get paired with a real person. And they essentially are on a FaceTime call and they can get help with whatever tutoring they need. You just have to sign up for it on tutor.com.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then United Through Reading is a big one too. So soldiers who are deployed, they can get books they read them, they then ship them to their kids, and then they get the FaceTime video of their parent reading whatever the book is, and then they get that free book. So that's a really cool one.
We have done that in this deployment so far, and the kids have really liked it. Like, it's fun to get the mail, right, of the actual book coming, but then to be able to follow the link online and have Bill read it to them has been a really neat thing.
It's awesome. Yeah.
We also have our junior counselors. Like I said, they're a part of that teen panel, so they get opportunities throughout the entire year to do different things and volunteer opportunities. And so we have quarterly meetings with them where we get to hop on and we get to talk through, hey, this is what's coming up and this is what we're going to be doing, and here's the expectation of what you're going to be doing that day of the event. So that way they feel prepared and ready for that leadership opportunity that they're going to get.
In talking about those teens, that reminds me, I am pretty sure that the Family Programs Office offers assistance in helping teens find summer jobs. So that would be something to check into the office for.
Great. And so kind of the last thing on my mind with summer, because we just went through this last year, was, any tips or advice you can offer for a parent who thinks my kid is way too shy to come into an overnight camp or a day where they might not know anybody? Like, what would you say to those parents? How can we help them out?
Yeah, I do think it could probably be really intimidating to drop off with a whole group of strangers. But yeah. My biggest advice would be start with a day event, something where you can come with them, or they're only going to be with us for a couple of hours. Let them get used to having a familiar face around. Let them be introduced to other kids that are going to be their age group. And then we'll work our way up to the actual camp, because camp can be very scary for 10-year-olds. But it's also important to note that they're going to be with a whole group of other 10-year-olds. They're not going to be mixed in at the very beginning. So they're going to be with kids who are in the exact same position. So we do have some who cry. And you know what? We try and get them to at least day one. And then by day two, they're like jumping at the bit to get started on whatever the activity is. And then it kind of usually clears up from there. I don't think we've had too many cases where they just cry the entire time.
Hopefully not.
No.
So what I'm hearing is there are a lot of activities, mm-hmm. but you need to sign up.
Right.
Sign up now just to get on the list. It'll give you also a peace of mind, the listener a peace of mind, just to have some things in place to fill those voids when service members are away.
We did get a letter from a listener about doing some local things to fill up time in the summertime from Diana W. She's been a military wife for 29 years. She said, I would look for ways to discover our area, easy day trips. Sometimes we don't even know things to do in our own backyard. Not necessarily for just the summer, but school breaks and when other people are doing family vacations, when your spouse is gone. We did day hikes. We found a potato chip factory tour, day skiing or sledding as examples. We looked into things to do within a 2-hour drive and made our decisions on what to visit, and everybody got to pick a day. Thank you, Diana, for sending that in. That's a great idea. We can act like a tourist in our own town. I'm sure there's a lot of things that we don't even know are there that are available.
That is absolutely true. I think sometimes I should just Google like top things to do in Columbia, South Carolina, and see what comes up and if it's things I have done or things that might be, you know, new to our family. So that's a great idea.
And some of these things don't have to cost money.
Right.
It could be just a free day out, you know, exploring.
Well, and if you have younger kids, like there is no shortage of parks in our area. Mm-hmm. Some really, really amazing national parks and forests where you could do biking or hiking on trails, or just, you know, a playground. I mean, my kids love a playground. It doesn't matter if they've been there 100 times, it's still, you know, a fun day out to do something different. So packing a picnic and, you know, going someplace like that, that's a great point. I think to kind of, you know, sum that up, it doesn't always have to be big, right? You know, just something, a change of pace, a change of scenery. Maybe for the summer when things feel lonely or busy or overwhelming, you focus on planning ahead for one big thing like camp or a vacation, and then you just try to fill, you know, the weeks with some smaller stuff, right?
Good. So for our listeners, our guest today was Madeline Bullwinkle. She is with the South Carolina National Guard Youth, Child and Youth Program. She's a coordinator. And Madeline, before we close out, will you tell us where are all of the places where we can find you?
Yeah, sure. So the first thing that I would say to check out is the Army National Guard Child and Youth Services website, ARNGCYS.com. That's where you can find my name and how to contact me, as well as James Harris and all of his information and all of the resources that we talked about today, our military kids, Operation Homefront, different tutor.com. All of those resources that we mentioned are all on that Army National Guard website. And that's because this is a national program. It's in every state. But our state specifically, to see what we have going on, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can search the hashtag SCGCYP, South Carolina Guard Child and Youth Program, on either website, and it will pull us up automatically. If you can't find it for some reason, we're also South Carolina Child and Youth Program. So it's a little complicated. It's a little wordy, but just search the hashtag SCGCYP. And we'll be right there.
We'll put that information in the description for this episode so people can find it also. So I would encourage our listeners, to think now about maybe that one big thing you want to try to plan for this summer. And please share with us on the comments in the episode or on social media what you're trying for your family. Like, I would love to know what local ideas people have. And we can share that kind of with our listener base. So we can always use more ideas, right?
Yeah. Keep those letters and topic ideas and suggestions coming, please. Yes. If you enjoyed the podcast today, we'd love for you to hit that follow button on whatever platform you listen to your content on. And even better, share it with another military family. Our next episode, titled The National Guard, More Than You Think, we'll discuss the ins and outs of National Guard service and what most people don't know about the National Guard. And as always, thank you for listening to Family Guide-Ons from the Bluff Road Readiness Center in Columbia, South Carolina, to wherever you may be. Till next time.